Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Next segment, then fish on Friday, on Tuesday after that. Before then, I will tell you, if you are selling your house, this is a good time to sell your house because, you know, people are moving. Their school years are wrapping up, so people can finally, you know, move their kids from one place to another or whatnot. So I'd call Josh Hysa, see what he has to say. Do what I did. You meet with Josh Hysa, and I'm telling you, you'll be impressed. Flexible fees, no upfront cost, understands the market. He's aggressive about marketing your home. Heck, his website now is joshhasthebuyers.com, which will tell you what all you need to know, because Josh has the buyers. You don't have to take my word for it. More than 300 five-star Google reviews. Call Josh Hysa and his team at Keller Williams today, 901-461-8147, 901-461-8147, or as I just said, joshhasthebuyers.com. Chris Harrington up next. We'll talk to him about the NBA and then fish on Friday on Tuesday. It is Jeff Gawkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Unsportsmanlike. Where sports and entertainment collide. Weekday mornings from 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN. Unsportsmanlike. Anywhere on the free Odyssey app.
Hey, hey, Mid-South. Discover your new ride at Gossett Kia on the Pike. You want it? We got it with 2024 Kia Forte LXS. 41 MPG Highway, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. How about 2023 Kia EV6 Wind? Rear-wheel drive, $249 a month. Plus, Gossett Kia's got 2024 Telluride LX front-wheel drive, $369 a month. Both $39.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease. And you'll always find peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So stop what you're doing and call Bobby J, because he's ready to put you in a new Kia today. That's Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 650 acquisition, fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte, RE75620, MSRP 22320, EV6, P560-3393, MSRP 50,200, Telluride, RG5, 1,041, MSRP 37935, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4/30/2024, dealer stock only.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-478-6688. That's 1-800-478-6688. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-478-6688. That's 1-800-478-6688.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Hi, this is James Gaddis at James Gaddis Jewelers. Mother's Day is the perfect time to say thank you to your first friend, your best friend, and your forever friend. Say it with a beautiful piece of jewelry from James Gaddis Jewelers. Choose from our extensive collection of diamonds, precious jewels, and designer pieces, personally selected by me. We want to be your family's jeweler for any and every occasion. So stop by and let us know how we can be of help to you. Centrally located at 4900 Poplar, James Gaddis Jewelers.
It's time to electrify your excitement for NBA playoff action with BetMGM. Want to boost your odds on your next NBA playoff wager? Just log into your BetMGM account today to receive an odds boost token for playoff hoops action. Then place a wager on any NBA playoff matchup and apply your token. Just make sure to bet up to the minimum stake, odds, and legs specified on the token. If your boosted wager hits, you'll score up to 50% more winnings. At BetMGM, we're adding more excitement to every playoff showdown. Enjoy BetMGM's exclusive offers on the biggest playoff games. And try betting features like Same Game Parlay Plus. Tap into postseason thrills with the king of sportsbooks. Claim your odds boost token today and turn up the heat at BetMGM and author. authorized gaming operator of the NBA.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Tennessee only. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as unrestricted funds. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Free. Who doesn't love free? With MyLowe's Rewards, you get the member-only treatment that's actually worth it. Enjoy free member gifts you'll love. And once you reach Silver Key status, you can get free standard shipping. Because Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Learn more about our new loyalty program at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards today. Program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Member gifts may be subject to additional terms and restrictions. See Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details. Subject to change.
Hey, Mid-South, get to Gossett Mitsubishi Motors Spring Sales Event and get thunderstruck with 43 mpg highway and 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. We Gossett for $18,960 or $269 a month, or hit the open road in your 2024 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross. We Gossett $28,350 or $379 a month. And adventure starts with 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE. We Gossett $32,765 or $449 a month. Plus, every Gossett Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Mitsubishi. 1870 Covington Pike, online 24-7 at MemphisMitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we Gossett and Gossett Motor Cars.
All 84 months, Mirage, RH005921, MSRP 19460, Eclipse RZ0342249, MSRP 29350, Outlander RZ043754, MSRP 33765, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details, offer valid.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. So it's easy to save big. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mix and match five or more items for 99 cents each with card. Kraft mac and cheese, Bar S Franks, Campbell's soup, and more. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Every Mother's Day, I stress out trying to find that perfect gift. But this year, I finally found it. The Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to. Even if you're all spread across the country, Mom and Grandma can share your favorite moments. The Skylight Frame is simple to set up and use. In minutes, your family can email photos straight to your mom's Skylight Frame and surprise her with those special moments. And for that perfect Mother's Day unboxing, you can preload the Skylight Frame with your favorite photos for Mom, and it'll be ready when she unwraps her gift. It's the perfect way to touch her heart and bring you all together, wherever you are. It's the gift of connection. And now, as a special limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/radio. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/radio. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/radio.
This is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this, Chris Harrington.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
Dose of Thunder by The Replacement in honor of the Oklahoma City Thunder completing their sweep of the New Orleans Pelicans.
All right. Let's start with that one, since you brought up that series. We'll just start with that. Pelicans are out. They have been swept. And in terms of the Pelicans, they are, well, Jonas is a free agent at the end of this year. It doesn't appear that he will be back, just reading assorted stories about this. So they got to figure out what to do there. And then they can extend Brandon Ingram this year, and I was reading Bobby Marks. He said it should be an easy negotiation to give him 4 years, $208 million. What do you do if you're the Pelicans?
I do not give Brandon Ingram 4 years, $200 million. I just think when you do contracts of that size to sort of one-dimensional perimeter scorers who are not super elite, like this guy, he's not Kevin Durant at age 30 or 28 or whatever. He's Brandon Ingram.
Right.
When you do those kind of contracts, you live to regret them. Witness Bradley Beal. Witness Zach LaVine. He's that kind of player. He's a talented scorer, but he does not really. But he's not a premium player in the sense of being super elite as a scorer, or in the sense of having a super well-rounded game. Like, he's not a guy you run offense through. He's not a shutdown defender. He's just a wing guy who can get you 20 points a game. And I think it's a big mistake to overpay. It's one thing to give a guy like the first max.
Right.
But you start getting the $50 million number, there's just a $40 million or whatever it is, there's just no way I would do that.
There's always this question.
I'd rather be playing Trey Murphy and Herb Jones anyway.
Right.
To me, that team, there's risk in just going all in on building your whole thing around Zion Williamson. He's not playing in these playoffs right now. But I'd rather be doing that and just reorient my team around that and take the best shot at just putting a team around him that accentuates him, I guess. And I don't think Brandon Ingram is that, not at that price.
LeBron and the Lakers lose. The Nuggets advance. And now there's all this question, because LeBron seems to enjoy it, among other things. It was asked whether this whether he thought it might have been his last game with the Lakers. He said, "I'm not going to answer that." Who knows? I mean, we can't read the mind of LeBron. I personally would be surprised that he would want to leave LA at this stage of his career. Do you have any?
Yeah, my operating assumption is he wants to live in Los Angeles,
right?
And make lots of money to live in Los Angeles, and he obviously would like to win too. It's not like, you know, I mean, you can't, only one team gets to win a title right. Every year, man. Yeah, I mean, you just won a lot of games, and you were going to play in the playoffs, and you're like 38 years old or whatever, and you're still really good, and like, there are worse places to be in the world, you know? And so I just assume he'll be back with the Lakers, and they'll sort of, you know, nibble around the edges of it, around him and Davis, and take another shot at it, and be another lower seed, and hopefully you catch a better break. I mean, who knows if they had been in a different series, right?
Right.
And so I would be surprised to see him elsewhere, but who knows?
There are worse places to be on a three-year max, a new three-year max with $164 million than Los Angeles, where you've got a nine-year-old
right.
son and another son in high school, and it feels like Bronny's going to end up on the Lakers one way or another, if not this year, next year. I'll be stunned if he goes.
And at this point, like, let's be real, you're stacking your cash because you're not going to go to the broadcast booth and you're done. You're going to own a team,
right?
You know,
right.
And so there's that.
Do you think that? So he's been there 6 years, and he and AD together. You know, you put these two players together. They've been there 6 years. They've got one bubble championship, but it's a championship. And they've got one other Western Conference Finals appearance. Is that disappointing?
It's disappointing if you have the level of expectations that Lakers fans have. I think from an outside perspective, no, that's pretty good. I mean, that's decent. I mean, it's hard to win a title. And so you got a title, you know, you got another conference finals appearance. The Grizzlies have one of those in their history,
right.
One conference finals appearance, which they were swept. And, you know, if you include Vancouver, you're like 30 years or whatever. And so, like, you know, there's worse things to be in the world. Now, could it have been better? Yeah, I think they made mistakes. I mean, they didn't need to break up that title team the way they did. You know, if they had had Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Kyle Kuzma instead of Russell Westbrook,
right?
Like, they would have been a lot better off. I mean, there are other things they could have done. I think mistakes were made along the way, but it's still been a period of success.
Yeah, I think the way they talked about it on Sportsmanlike, which is the show that comes before ours, is that the two mistakes they identified, the biggest were, I guess they had a shot at Tyronn Lue, but didn't want to meet his price. And then obviously the Russell Westbrook thing, which is,
right.
It's just not putting the right pieces around
Well, it's not dissimilar from the Suns going out and getting Bradley Beal. It's just sometimes when you let players influence things too much, they really hung up on name brand and stardom and all of that. And you end up with some bad team building decisions in the pursuit of, you know, more fantasy style basketball teams.
If you could imagine, just theoretically, another spot for him, Golden State, Cleveland, Miami. And I have no idea the finances of any of that.
Well, Cleveland is, I mean, not Golden State. Cleveland or Miami, like, they would both be homecomings in a way. Those teams are both good. Like, and you could imagine you could put LeBron James on those teams without taking too much away, being really good in the playoffs. I mean, Cleveland in particular, like, you know, I mean, but what's he willing to do, right? Is he right. willing to go play for a minimum somewhere? In which case, yeah, that'd be awesome. So put him on Cleveland, just sign to Cleveland and keep everything that they already have. That'd be great. But, like, he's not doing that. And so now, what are you trading? Are you blowing up? Are you trading, you know, Darius Garland and Evan Mobley for, like, 2 years of LeBron to make, you know, to match stuff? Well, I think that would be probably dumb if you're Cleveland. But if you think you're breaking it up anyway, and, like, you have a team of, like, Donovan Mitchell, LeBron James, Jared Allen, that's actually great. Like, if you want to pick two players to put alongside LeBron James, you're not picking among the superstar class.
Right.
Like a guard who could just roll up points and a big man to protect the rim and rebound, and like that team would be pretty good, I think.
All right. And then beyond that, if he stays there, who knows what they do in terms of nibbling around the edges. It feels like Darvin Ham is on the way out. He'll have his fourth head coach in this stretch. Do you particularly, again, blame? I say blame. It's not they won a bunch of games. Do you think Darvin Ham had a lot to do with their struggles against Denver, or is it just that Denver is the dramatically better team? Of course.
I don't know if Denver's just better. I don't know how dramatic it is. I mean, even though it was a 4-0 and then a 4-1,
right.
Like these are close games. Denver better executing down the stretch, or maybe you can point to coaching in that. I think it's more of a team makeup thing. I don't get a sense of Darvin Ham as some like incredible coach. I don't think he's that much of a drag either. I think he's just sort of a guy. You know, he's in the broad middle of NBA coaches.
Right.
Did they need to like run Frank Vogel out to bring him in? I don't think so. But like, you know, Phoenix is about to run Frank Vogel out too. So whatever.
It is kind of nice to have Taylor Jenkins just like here, you know, like it is actually does speak to the stability of the organization a little bit. And I guess maybe it's the expectation that comes with having that level superstar on your roster. You know, Taylor Jenkins is allowed to have ups and downs along the way. So,
yeah, I mean, I think pressure is, unless they break through and win a title or whatever next year or whatever, I mean, pressure is going to come on Taylor Jenkins at some point.
Right.
Because at some point, the team is not as young as it was a couple years ago. It's still on the young side for a contender. But at some point, you get tired of winning 50 games. And, of course, the teams would have been nice this season. But at some point, you get tired of doing that and underperforming your seed in the playoffs. I have made the case that I thought underperforming their seed in the playoffs the 2 years they did so was defensible given the specific circumstances, but there will come a point where it won't be if that continues to happen or if you underperform and you miss the playoffs. It's not like Taylor Jenkins is like set forever no matter his performance, but like right now it's not an issue to most people.
Right. I actually think pressure, if they are healthy and get off to a notably slow start next year, pressure will be there instantly, don't you think?
I agree. I think there's going to be a lot of expectation on next season for the Grizzlies, expectation for them to rejoin the fray. And the rejoin the fray doesn't mean rejoin the fray to be the 8 seed. It means rejoin the fray to be a top 4 seed. They have to be in that mix, you know, in the season, I think, for there not to be, you know, some uncomfortable situation. Yeah.
Celts win, but might have lost Kristaps Porzingis in the process. We shall see, but that would certainly be, we talked about it consistently. Injuries limit playoff runs. That would be a severe blow, yes?
Yeah, I mean, that's not a super deep team either. I mean, I think Denver, the two best starting lineups in basketball have to be the two best teams, which is Denver and Boston. Neither of those teams is super deep. So if injuries hit, either of those teams in their starting lineup, it's really going to matter. I mean, you look at Denver, and, like, I want to say, like, Porter and Gordon, each played 46 minutes right. last night. I mean, again, if you put the starting five of every team out there on the floor, Denver's the best team in the league, and I think Boston's the second best team in the league. But there's no guarantee you're going to have all five of those guys playing 40-plus minutes every single game. And to the degree that either of them doesn't, I think it's going to matter.
One nice thing about the playoffs is it feels like all of Team USA is going to be out there. They can rest up now, right? LeBron's out. Steph's out. Bam Adebayo's out. Like, they're all there. They're going to be resting up for Paris, right?
Meanwhile, we're wearing down Nikola Jokic. We're going to wear down Luka Doncic.
There you go. All right. It sounds like you are making your way back to Memphis. Are you planning any entertaining stops from the Twin Cities to Memphis, or is this all business?
It's too long a drive. You're doing it all at once.
It is a long drive.
I stopped at Starbucks for about 20 minutes to get a little do some emails and some Slack messages and do a little housekeeping. Other than that, I'm just plowing through.
How long?
South of Cedar Rapids right now.
How long is the drive, and what are you listening to?
It's about 12 and a half hours, probably. I was listening to some NBA pod earlier and then a politics pod, but I think I'm going to segue into music after this and maybe brush up on some of the artists that are going to be at the River Beat Festival this weekend. I may write something about that tomorrow morning when I get back.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. Safe trip. Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphis. Oh, and other NBA news, Jeffrey. So there's news that NBA Universal is trying to get, NBC Universal is trying to get the NBA rights and from TNT.
Yes.
Will bid $2.5 billion a year, was the news on the Wall Street Journal this morning, for NBA rights. And it would be, this is basically taking it from TNT.
Yes.
TNT is owned by Warner Brothers, and Warner Brothers is deeply in debt. And so there is a question as to whether TNT has the money to compete with NBC Universal. The problem here is none of this serves the viewer.
Nope. It only serves the league.
It serves the league. It serves the players. And in the end, you're like, I liked TNT. You know, you're like, now I'm going to have to stream on NBC Universal?
I mean, the other thing is, so if anyone's familiar with the fabulous work of Comcast, which is NBC Universal, they have found themselves recently in deals in which they get their money back. And that is to say, more commercials are going to run. And so, like, this is not good for the viewer.
No.
Now, it is also
important. But it would be good for the league.
I can't remember if it was the Wall Street that reported it. It might have been Puck. Forgive me, but one of the big details that came out, if not last week, but maybe at the end of the previous week, ESPN and Turner, now Warner Brothers Discovery, if someone comes with a deal, they have the option at the very end to say,
we'll take it.
Right, and so it is also important to note, NBA TV is basically a Turner operation. Their studios are all in Atlanta. Like, they have a very, very long existing relationship with Turner, so I'm not necessarily convinced Turner goes away, but what is very clear is if NBC is going to want to pay, Turner's going to have to match that number.
Leaders Credit Union, if you're looking for a financial institution, I would recommend Leaders Credit Union. Full-service banking, including checking, savings accounts, loans, mortgages, credit cards, state-of-the-art technology, and here's the thing. You won't be, like, alone. More than 70,000 members. More than 70,000 members of Leaders Credit Union. And Leaders exists to benefit those members. That's it. There's no stock dividends to be paid or anything else. It's a credit union. Exists purely for the benefit of those members. And so you get better rates. You get better service. You get better technology. I would, again, if you're miffed at your current bank, or you need a new mortgage or a car loan or whatever else, look into Leaders Credit Union. To learn more, go to leaderscu.com. That's leaders and then the letters cu.com/ESPN. When we come back, Fish on Friday on Tuesday. We'll talk to him next. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
I mean, we love just turning it on and getting the Tigers or Grizz stuff.
92.9 FM, 680 AM on the Odyssey app, Memphis' sports station.
I've been listening for over 10 or 12 years. Like, it's my favorite station.
92.9 FM, ESPN.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you one of the nearly 10 million families that own a timeshare? Unfortunately, many families stuck in timeshares have learned the dark side of ownership, as their timeshare ends up being nothing like they were promised. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. If you were lied to when buying a timeshare, you're going to need help. I know this because I once worked as a timeshare salesman, but quit the business and made it my personal mission to help folks get rid of bad timeshares. That's why I put together a timeshare exit information kit to help you understand how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation. Over 30,000 families have trusted us to get rid of their timeshares. Many started out by simply calling us for the free information kit and are now timeshare free.
To get your free information kit, call Wesley Financial now. Call 800-837-1919. That's 800-837-1919. 800-837-1919.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Welcome to spring with a delicious lunch at Owen Brennan's. Enjoy the spinach salad with spiced walnuts, cranberries, blue cheese, and cranberry sage vinaigrette. Or the iconic muffuletta, layered with mortadella, salami, provolone, and olive relish on a sesame bun. Serving lunch weekdays from 11 to 4.
Howie, what's going on at Robert Owen Jewelers for Mother's Day?
Purchase $99 or more and get a free Mother's Day bouquet.
Now that's the RIJ way.
Hey, everybody, maybe mom needs an anniversary band. We've got diamond anniversary bands in every size and in every shape. Perfect for mom. Mother's Day sale going on right now at Robert Owen Jewelers.
And a free Mother's Day bouquet with any purchase of $99 or more.
All locations or online at rijewelers.com. Free financing.
It's time to electrify your excitement for NBA playoff action with BetMGM. Want to boost your odds on your next NBA playoff wager? Just log into your BetMGM account today to receive an odds boost token for playoff hoops action. Then place a wager on any NBA playoff matchup and apply your token. Just make sure to bet up to the minimum stake, odds, and legs specified on the token. If your boosted wager hits, you'll score up to 50% more winnings. At BetMGM, we're adding more excitement to every playoff showdown. Enjoy BetMGM's exclusive offers of the biggest playoff games. And try betting features like Same Game Parlay Plus. Tap into postseason thrills with the king of sportsbooks. Claim your odds boost token today and turn up the heat at BetMGM, an authorized gaming operator of the NBA.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Tennessee only. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as unrestricted funds. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Summertime is almost here. No matter what your plans are for the season, Family Dollar's got mealtime covered. Pick from a selection of your favorite or try something new. See how you can save even more with smart coupons. Family Dollar, helping you do more.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE756120, MSRP 22320, EV6 P560-3393, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG51041, MSRP 37935, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4/30/2024, dealer stock only.
Hey, Jeff Allen, what's happening over there at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah Wonderland?
Randy, we are making magic on Mount Moriah. 2024 Kia Forte LXS, 41 MPG highway, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. 2023 Kia EV6 win, $249 a month, and a 2024 Telluride LX front wheel drive, $369. Both $39.99 due at signing, all 24 month lease.
And 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9, and always get peace of mind with a 10 year 100,000 mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah.
So get over there, Gossett Kia South, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love with the free Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams with Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download the free Odyssey app today.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludicrous.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Spring has sprung at Southland Casino Hotel. Join us in April and May for the $600,000 Spring Fling Giveaway. On Mondays and Tuesdays from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., play your favorite slot machine and you could instantly receive up to $100 in free play. Close out the week with $20,000 Friday drawings and win your share of $20,000 cash every 30 minutes from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. Earn entries Monday through Friday, plus get a free entry every weekday for the Friday drawings. Big wins are blooming only at Southland Casino Hotel. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help winning, call 800-522-4700.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
As a kite by then.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Charles Fishman, our man in Washington, D.C. Charles, author of 3 New York Times bestsellers, most recently One Giant Leap, about the extraordinary efforts of ordinary Americans to get us to the moon. Also a 3-time winner of the Gerald Loeb Award, Excellence in Business Writing, and retired Mississippi River tugboat deckhand. Yesterday I was at Novel Books, and after the proceedings were over, the little Q&A was over, a guy comes up to me, Charles, and he says that... He says that, listen, he listens to the show, but he got his wife, Deborah, to start listening to the show. And now she is an avid listener, particularly, he said, that segment with Fishman. So shout out to Deborah. Isn't it nice to know you've got a legion of fans out there, Charles?
I hope Deborah is listening this morning. Yep. And we've even got listeners now calling in with Fish on Friday on Tuesday segment updates of their own, which I love. You want to get right to the update?
Yeah, you got two fixes, two corrections from listeners?
No. We have one correction and one update. An update is not a correction.
Okay, that's fine. If you want to...
The correction is important. I got the theology of Judaism. I got the theology of my own religion wrong last week.
Oh, no. Who told you? Who called you on this? What rabbi was listening?
Our in-house critic who reviews every segment, our mutual friend Mark, who reviews every single segment. And then we had a theological discussion by text. Probably
so what'd
not
you
that
get
uncommon
wrong?
These
what'd
days.
You get wrong? This was in our big Passover discussion last week.
In our big Passover discussion. The mezuzah, which is the little decorative box with a prayer inside that Jews put on the doorway, on the door frame of their house. Some Jews put it literally on the door frame of every room in the house to say, hey, I'm Jewish, I live here.
Yeah.
That doesn't come from painting a splash of blood on your doorpost.
Okay. No.
To signal the angel of death.
Right.
It is simply an instruction from the core prayer of Judaism, which is called the Shema, where it says, you shall put this on the doorpost, put this prayer on the doorpost of your house. And the point of the prayer, the point of the mezuzah, is not for anybody out in the world.
No.
It's not protective. It doesn't cast a spell. It's there to remind you personally to be a good person, to live according to the precepts and the values of Judaism.
Why isn't it on the outside of your door? Why isn't it like on your mirror?
When you walk into the house, you're reminded who you are and how you're supposed to be.
Seems to me, I don't want to criticize Judaism, but it seems to me that it would be more useful as you head out into the world to be reminded that you are a good person.
Okay.
Put it on the inside of the door.
You know what's interesting is that the Old Testament did not get shuffled past you on the way. Maybe if you'd been around,
I could have helped a little bit at the margins.
Maybe you think the Ten Commandments aren't in the right order. There's a guy to take it up with.
Okay.
The update, who was the, do you want to reference that person, the reader
Tony.
Who told us?
Tony.
Tony actually got the update wrong. Tony said,
"Well, this is no way to bring up Tony. That's what do you mean?"
He said, "The Oklahoma City Tower was approved. Tell Fishman, it's going to be built." No, development is a remarkably many step process. The tallest building in America,
which we talked about last week,
which will be 134 stories if it gets built. That's a lot of stories. 134.
Yeah.
Cleared its next development milestone, which is that the Planning Commission in Oklahoma City approved it and recommended that the city council also approve it as long as they tone down the wild LED signage stretching up 1,000 feet. Several people at last week's hearing, several people said, we're not Las Vegas.
Oh. Not anyway, that I would be confused, right?
And they also approved the smaller buildings around it, and the 23-story buildings may start construction this summer. What's interesting is these people are going forward if they get approval. Okay. They may end up with three 20-story buildings, which would just be regular for Oklahoma City. Then they want to put a building six times that high in the middle. Anyway, there you go.
All right, let's
one more benchmark pass. We welcome all guidance,
all input,
and updates.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go on to the electrifying topic of the day, and that is car paint colors. Why is this a topic today, Charles?
Well, first of all, it's a topic because it's an obsession of mine. You often decline to engage in discussions of car paint colors, but I'm obsessed with car paint colors for one reason.
Yeah.
we are the dullest people in the world. Look at our cars.
Yep.
The color we seem to favor in America most is, could you give me a car that's indistinguishable from the color of the road it's driving over? Hey, do you have that minivan in pavement? Do you have that hot two-door sedan in pavement color? Gray and silver. It turns out, and I'm so happy to know this, we will revisit this every year on Fish on Friday, on Tuesday, that BASF, the German, I guess they're just a German chemical company, is how you describe them, they're responsible for half the auto paint ingredients in the world. If you have a car, BASF contributed to the paint color, and they issue a report every year on what's happening in car paint colors.
Yep.
And here's the news. There's a category called achromatics. Achromatics. That means no color. That category is black, white, gray, and silver. Those four quote unquote paint colors.
Yeah.
How much of America's cars do you think are black, gray, white, or silver?
70%.
80%. 80% of all cars in the U.S. are those four colors. Up in 1975, when we were in high school, 36%.
Let's be honest, we were in junior high.
1975, junior high.
Right, yes. Yeah. Does that make us older than we are?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I entered high school in 75. But anyway, in 1975, 36% of U.S. cars were black, gray, white, and silver.
Wow.
Now, not even half. Now, 80%. Literally, 20% of cars have some color. That's less than the black, gray, white, and silver in 1975. It's just crazy. And here's the breakdown, in case you're curious.
Yeah.
I actually would have guessed that silver, gray, I put those in the same category.
Would have won.
Were the dominant, but they're not. White is 34%. Black is 22%, silver 14%, gray 10%. So silver and gray together, which I often think are hard to distinguish.
Indistinguishable, yeah.
24%. 34% white, 24% pavement colored, 22% black.
Now, are we different than other countries here? Like, are they driving around in red, blue, and green cars?
I don't know. There's no other color that is even in double digits.
What's the leader? Let me go. Is the next one is going to be...
I don't know.
Don't know.
Haven't yet.
You know the answer to everything.
I think the next one is red.
I would have said red, but maybe green. Maybe green. There's a lot of green out there.
There is a lot of green in the form. I have owned several green cars. We own a green car right now.
Right.
I buy used, so I'm a little... Here's why they're that color. You didn't ask... You're asking who else does
what. By the way, this reflects also house colors. Like, you have a vibrant blue house, but now all American houses are taupe, right? Like, and it's so,
exactly.
Like, all of our houses are one color, and all of our cars are one color.
In fact, my wife and I painted our house about a year ago, and we literally drove around, not just the neighborhood, but the seven adjacent neighborhoods, looking for, you want to see what a cool color
looks like on the house.
You don't, you don't just want to like hold it in your hand in a strip of 1 inch by 4 inches. We couldn't find it.
There are no colors.
There are white, gray in our neighborhood or brick over and over and over again. And we painted our house absolutely royal blue.
It's vivid. Your house is
vivid blue. And we don't, so here's why these are the colors. This guy from BASF, who was interviewed, said this shift happened with the dawn of personal technology. Not flip phones, but the iPhone, the iPod. The iPod was white.
Okay.
He said white and silver were the hip, cool colors. Look at your laptop. What color was the most popular iPod? Eventually, the iPods came out in cool colors. And there are two other reasons they dominate. One is, I thought this was really interesting sociologically. Those colors are shareable. If dad drives a crazy yellow car, yellow is actually a kind of a popular wild color, right? Well, your son or daughter might think, God, I do not want to drive that car to the football game or out with my buddies. If the car is white or silver, no one cares, right?
It's
so it's interesting that their shareability is a is a factor. The other reason is on new car lots, people are impatient. Like, I remember my parents waiting for cars, negotiating, taking weeks to buy a car.
Yeah, and then it comes in 2 weeks later kind of thing. Yeah, right.
And if you want the color you want, all the majors will actually build you a car to your specs with your color and deliver it, but you have to wait 2 weeks or 3 weeks. White and gray and black, silver and black, people will just, you know, the dealer says, that's got everything you want. It's here
looks
today.
Looks good, yeah.
Yeah, just buy it. And so they stock a lot of those, whereas you can't persuade somebody who absolutely doesn't want a yellow car or a purple. They said purple is very hot right now. Every major car maker in the world is selling some kind of purple car. But if you don't want purple,
you're not going to want purple. Yeah.
So,
Exactly. Interesting.
I also, one more thing.
Yes.
I tracked down the thing I hate most in paint colors is this weird new flat gray, kind of like a military gray. And you and I have talked about this. No sparkle to it, no sheen. That was developed by Subaru 6 years ago, and they called it cool gray khaki. And they don't make it anymore. They cut it out this year, but it has taken off
elsewhere.
Millennials and Gen Zers really like flat, cool colors. So there you go.
Walmart news.
We got two big bits of Walmart news, two really interesting bits of Walmart news. The negative news is Walmart is closing all 51 of its health clinics, which is fascinating. Walmart opened health clinics with an eye to providing basic health care, general practitioner-style health care. A third of Americans go to Walmart every week, or half the adults in America, actually. So if there's a clinic right next door with doctors and nurses, that's an easy way to get your health care, and Walmart's a trusted name. This is the second time Walmart has had clinics, and the second time it's closed them. They had 51, half in Florida. As recently as 3 months ago, they were talking about expanding to 70. Today they announced they're closing them. They can't figure out how to make money. They can't figure out the American reimbursement system. They're just going to leave this part of the business to somebody else. Healthcare is 15%. I'm going to check this. 15% of the U.S. economy. And Walmart has announced that it's just given it back. It's not going to try anymore. If a company as smart as Walmart can't figure out, and as Walmart may be the most experienced person-to-person company, retail company in the country, if not the world, and they can't figure out how to take care of you if you have a sprained wrist, or a cold, or the flu, or strep throat, or your kid has a runny nose, we can't make a business out of it. That says everything there is to say about the healthcare economy in America. So that's news one.
What's the other Walmart news?
You have no comment on that.
Well, I do, but I didn't know if we wanted to get to other things. My actual comment on it is, I mean, I did this column a week ago about a woman here in town who doesn't have Elizabeth Lamont's, who doesn't have health insurance and has a brain tumor. And it just struck me, our health insurance system is just it's so damn complicated. It's preposterous. And people did ask in response to my column, well, why didn't she sign up for, Obamacare?
Obamacare.
And the truth of the matter is, even that is not, like, if you... It's not,
I've tried to sign up for Obamacare.
It's not like 21 million people have signed up for Obamacare. Right. So like it is capable to you.
Right.
And then it's also like, here's the truth, is Claire, she's a therapist. She's had times over the last few years when she hasn't been insured because you're like,
she's self-employed.
It's $700 bucks a month, and it's incredibly complicated, and figuring out the marketplace. And if you're not someone who's sort of on top of stuff all the time, like, you could easily not have health insurance if you don't happen to work for an employer who offers health insurance. And then it's taken, the system is just...
Right, and why wouldn't you go to a Walmart clinic then and pay $50 and be seen, and they can't do it. They can't do it.
Well, the point is that, they can't figure it out either. And honestly, our hospitals in Memphis right now, Scott Morris has written about this, they're all They're all struggling for one reason or another. People are besieging.
They're struggling financially.
People are besieging right. emergency right. rooms now. You know, they're just right. besieging. Anyway, so I didn't want
By
to comment
way,
on it because it's too complicated.
Just a reminder, CVS has 1,100 minute clinics. So there is method to the madness. CVS, of course, is in the healthcare business, and right. CVS owns Aetna, the huge health insurer. So their clinics are a little different. Anyway, the other Walmart news today, really, really interesting. Walmart is launching a new house brand, a high-end house brand. Get this. They're going to sell Walmart-branded curry chicken empanadas. Curry chicken empanadas. They're going to sell cardamom rose raspberry jam. You don't think of a single item with the phrase cardamom rose raspberry jam.
In Walmart stores?
They're going to be called Better Goods. That's the name of the house brand. That's the overarching. You know, a house brand is...
Yeah, I know. Like, it's...
Everything at Trader Joe's is Trader Joe's. Anything at Costco that's Kirkland's, Kirkland is
right, their house, they're a house brand.
And so they want to take aim at this slightly more discriminating high-end customer. They've won a lot of people who make $100,000 more or more a year during the pandemic and this time of inflation. It's actually a high growth time in the economy, but time of inflation, and they want to keep those people. They're committing to making all these products $5 and under. By $5 and under in this category, they mean some of them will be $5.89, so there won't be a six handle.
And so this is Better Goods, Sam's Club too. Is it?
Here's what it's going to be like. You're a huge customer of sparkling water, LaCroix
right.
sparkling water.
And I drew the Kirkland ones. I get that too. Yeah.
Oh, you like the Kirkland one? Okay, I didn't look up the Kirkland ones. The LaCroix, a good deal on LaCroix is $20 for an 18 pack, $1.10 a can.
Okay.
Walmart's Better Goods brand with the same kind of raspberry, lemon, lime like that, eight for $3.20. 40 cents a can.
Wow.
So they're coming in. They're going to come in at half the price of their competitors. 300 items. The bad news is they're eliminating their existing high-end house brand, which is called Sam's Choice, named after?
Sam Walmart.
Sam Walton. Right.
Yeah, Walton.
They said that brand had gotten muddled in consumers' minds. They didn't know whether it was high-end or low-end. A few Sam's Choice products will migrate in one direction or another. I got to say, curry chicken empanadas from Walmart sounds really interesting. I might try.
And then
you
finally,
hear anything about?
What I want to hear about is McDonald's. You've got McDonald's and Domino's news
McDonald's earnings call this morning. They said almost nothing because things didn't go that well the last 3 months.
Really?
The only reason they made more money is because they raised prices. The main topic on the McDonald's earnings call was, we need a national value strategy. Everybody thinks our stuff costs too much. They closed the call by saying McDonald's is going to bring a street fighting mentality to the rest of the year. So look for deals at McDonald's. The CEO of McDonald's opened the app during the call and reported that he could right now get a Big Mac for 29 cents if he bought a Big Mac.
Here's the thing. I agree with it. Literally, this is something that we were talking about yesterday. Claire and I were talking about it yesterday. That I think one of the places where Americans are really struck by, my God, stuff is more expensive
How
than it used to
costs,
be.
Right.
I mean, obviously, the gas thing is whatever. We've talked about that endlessly, and groceries. But the other place is fast food. Because you
fast
used to go
like
in there
gas.
And you used to think, like, yeah, it's like $6. I should be able to get a meal.
$3.99 value.
Yeah,
meal,
whatever
right?
else. And now it feels right. like a meal costs you $12 or $9
right.
or something like
the
that.
The dollar menu now gets you a napkin.
Exactly.
A napkin and a
so
straw.
It just doesn't feel like it's one of the places where I think it smacks us in the face that things are more expensive. Is that with the Domino's?
You used to be able to do lunch for $8 for a single person. And now lunch often costs $15. And that's a big difference. Domino's did much better yesterday than McDonald's, interestingly, much smaller operation. There were two little tidbits from the Domino's earnings, so you never know what they're going to tell you. They said that a franchisor of a Domino's earns $170,000 a year in profit per outlet. So every individual Domino's store, on average, after you pay the staff and buy the pizza and the sauce and the boxes and everything, $170,000. So I don't know how that strikes people. That doesn't include salary for the owner. If you own three, you're making $500,000 a year, but you're probably working pretty hard for that $170,000 per outlet. The other thing they said, this was even more surprising, Domino's sells 1.5 million pizzas a day, which I thought was not very many. You know, there's 50 states. That's only 30,000 pizzas per state per day. That's not very many. You think about California, 36 million people. The other way of thinking about it, 1.5 million pizzas a day, like on a Tuesday, they don't sell that many. And Friday right. and Saturday, they do. That's 200 pizzas per restaurant. So that's interesting. That's just a little interesting data point. I think there are a lot of 400 pizza days at a busy.
Well, I was going to say 200. 200.
200, mostly between 3 most, in the
that's
afternoon
what I was gonna say.
And 10
like,
night.
It's not, if you think about 200 spread over a day from 8 a.m. to midnight, it's not a lot.
Hours,
but if you do it in 6 hours.
30 an hour. Right.
Yeah.
30 an hour.
All right.
Right.
Thank you, Charles.
And then
appreciate
at the busy
it.
Times, it's
on Twitter or X at C. Fishman. On Twitter or X at C. Fishman. NBA playoffs have tipped off. Not too late to get in on the action with FanDuel. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's right, $150. Bet on whatever you want with your $150. All you got to do is go to FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, to get started. FanDuel is, of course, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or older. Present Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable. Bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. What is coming up next, Jeffrey?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Jessica Benson will join them at 11:25. Nick Friedell will join them at 1:25. Tim Murray will join us on Giannotto and Jeffrey. Jeff, of course, with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Back tomorrow for Now Work Is Done.
Evan, Canty, and Michelle. Weekday mornings from 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. Unfiltered, unapologetic, and sometimes out of bounds. Unsportsmanlike. Mornings on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, hey, Mid-South! Discover your new ride at Gossett Kia on the Pike. You want it? We Gossett with 2024 Kia Forte LXS. 41 MPG Highway, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. How about 2023 Kia EV6 Wind? Rear-wheel drive, $249 a month. Plus, Gossett Kia's got 2024 Telluride LX front-wheel drive, $369 a month. Both $39.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease. And you'll always find peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So stop what you're doing and call Bobby J, because he's ready to put you in a new Kia today. That's Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 650 acquisition, fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte, RE75620, MSRP 22320, EV6, P560393, MSRP 50,200, Telluride, RG5, 1,041, MSRP 37935, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4/30/2024, dealer stock only.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Extend the life of your engine with regular oil changes and save at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, pick up 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard oil filter for $31.99. Or upgrade to a MicroGuard Select filter for just $2 more. Limits apply. Available in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mid-South, get to Gossett Mitsubishi Motors Spring Sales Event and get thunderstruck with 43 MPG Highway and 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. We Gossett for $18,960 or $269 a month. Or hit the open road in your 2024 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross. We Gossett $28,350 or $379 a month. And adventure starts with 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE. We
week gossip, $32,765 or $449 a month. Plus, every gossip Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's gossip Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, online 24/7 at MemphisMitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossip Motor Cars.
All 84 months, Mirage, RH00-5921, MSRP 19460, Eclipse RZO342249, MSRP 29350, Outlander RZO43754, MSRP 33765, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month, dealer stock only.
Hey everyone, Gabe Kuhn here. I think there's three checklist items when looking for a good dentist practice. One, are they good at their job? That's one thing you absolutely don't have to worry about when you go to Dr. Mady Sadeghi at the Smile Center. Two, is it convenient? I would say the Smile Center is about as convenient as it gets. Perfect location in Germantown. And three, are they personable? You may catch Dr. Mady trying to talk Grizzlies with you upon your visit. But regardless, Smile Center checks all the boxes for a phenomenal dentist practice. Get to their location in Germantown or go to SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Robert Irwin Jewelers Mother's Day sale going on right now. With any purchase of $99 or more, you're going to get a free Mother's Day bouquet. That's the RIJ way. All locations or online at RIJewelers.com. Robert Irwin Jewelers. Free financing.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. So it's easy to save big. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mix and match five or more items for 99 cents each with card. Kraft Mac and Cheese, Bar S Franks, Campbell's Soup, and more.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.